From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Divers in Thailand have now rescued five boys out of a group of 12, and their soccer coach, who had become trapped by floods inside of a mountain cave for more than 2 weeks. The rescue continuing today to extract those trapped 4 kilometers inside the cave. People prepared for a risky search and cleanup effort in southwestern Japan today, where several days of heavy rain had set off flooding and landslides in a widespread area. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe met with reporters. The death toll and the missing due to the heavy rain is now more than 100, and it is causing tremendous damage. As there are still many missing, we have expanded the scale of the rescue effort to 73,000 personnel in order to do our utmost in our search and rescue effort. The assessment of casualties have been difficult because of the widespread area affected by the rainfall, the flooding and landslide. Authorities warn that landslides could strike even after the rain subsides. Undaunted by a rebuke for his efforts to pull together a denuclearization deal with North Korea, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to stay committed to promises made when he met last month in Singapore with President Trump. North Korea's foreign ministry had said discussions with Pompeo were, in their words, regrettable. U.S. Embassy in Haiti has asked all Americans to remain indoors until further notice as violent protests in the capital continue over government-ordered fuel price increase. 3 people so far have been killed since the protests began. This is VOA News. A British woman died on Sunday after being exposed to the nerve agent Novichok, the same substance that struck an ex-Russian spy in March. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has our report.
44-year-old Dawn Sturgis was a mother of three and was exposed to the poison in western England a little more than a week ago. It was only a few miles from where Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter were attacked with Novichok, but survived. Police say the death of Sturgis is being treated as a murder. They're looking at how she and a 45-year-old man that media have identified as Charlie Rowley came across an item contaminated with the agent. It's a poison that was developed by the Soviet Union's military during the Cold War. Police are still trying to work out how the two cases may be linked. Moscow has denied any involvement in the Skripal case and has suggested British security services carried out the attack to incite anti-Russian hysteria.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. President Trump heads to Europe on Tuesday for a NATO summit in Brussels, stops in the UK in a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin along the way. Mr. Trump has indicated his message to the U.S. NATO partners will be to increase their share of defense spending. He also is expected to call for lower tariffs and trade tensions with a number of European allies. President Trump's four-nation Europe tour comes amid simmering disputes over trade and military spending with fellow Western democracies and speculation about whether he will be able to rebuke or embrace President Putin. President Trump's announcement of his nominee for the high court here in the United States will come in prime time tonight, Washington time. AP's Sagar Magani has a report.
For an optics-obsessed president, this is the comfort zone.
We're going to all be meeting at 9 o'clock.
A primetime reveal similar to the one just weeks after he took office.
Here they come. Here they come.
When he reveled in bringing Neil and Louise Gorsuch into the East Room, gleeful his choice had not leaked.
So was that a surprise, was it?
White House aides are under strict orders to keep tonight's details under wraps so the president can reprise last year's spectacle.
We hit a home run there, and we're going to hit a home run here.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A judge in Myanmar ruled today 2 journalists for the Reuters news agency will face trial for allegedly breaking the country's secrecy laws by reporting on the Rohingya crisis. Pair have been held in custody since their arrest in December and are accused of being in possession of leaked sensitive material about the military crackdown in Rakhine State, where the Rohingya lived. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.